minutes of the 11th of November. Members, do you have copies? You do have a copy?
No, I've got a copy.
Oh, okay. Oh, for that particular meeting?
For that, it was on a Wednesday, and I had a guy in Apollo. I had said that.
In Apollo.
And I was teaching him by my secretary on the tendering. I mean, it was on the Friday, or whatever
that day. It was on Protective Sense.
One election.
And
ask one election.
We won.
No, we did not get to. We did not get to Apollo.
What was he? Actually, oh my God.
Before you please, it's just after a minute.
Yes,
it's just after a minute.
No, we're completely.
On page one, is there correction? Apart from what Mpambo is saying in terms of her apology?
No.
Yeah. For Mpambo for one. She sent an apology. It was a question. Page two, honorable member.
Nothing for me.
Oh yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I know because of the industry.
For the record, yeah.
I saw him stretching the syllabus. I know it can be announced, but to be low chance that
yeah. Please note that the minutes of this will remain. Page 3.
I just wanted to advise I can change the data to the policy. Nothing for me.
And that page 3. And page 4.
Nope.
I came over. Honorable Damien is moving. Second up. Honorable Samka. Thank you very much.
The
move is honorable Jamie LC. And then the second is honorable Kisty Frank. Other members, thank you very much. For the participation. Actively in this meeting, let me head over to Honorable Damien now to start the meeting.
No, thank you very much, Honorable Joanne. All members, yesterday we couldn't conclude our meeting because most members, especially in the provincial week, had to meet for the Yamifari meeting and we could not take a decision on how we proceed with the bill. So the only thing that we have to decide today, when we want to come back to finalize the bill, is very much urgent. But I'd like to request the contract advisor just to take us through in terms of the public hearing process, how we're going to do it so that members are aware what is happening and when we'll then resolve when are we coming back to finalize the bill.
Okay, good morning, honorable members. We have communicated with the communications section, and they indicate that the deliberations will continue next week, but that by Friday there will be media statements, radio slots, radio interviews, and they'll make sure that they comply with all the public participation requirements. So it's not going to be a broad scale expenditure on newspaper advertising like it was for the AA, because there wasn't really a lot of responses. Basically, people were supporting the bill. So we're going to do it more through social media and the website and that kind of thing. So the public participation will still need to happen. So if it happens at the latest Friday, the earliest that this committee could meet to discuss the matter would be on the 11th of December, depending on how important the committee decides it is to pass this bill, because like IEC told us yesterday from members who weren't here, is that it's important for them to start training for the municipal elections next year, so they need this bill to be passed so they can start training on the new implementation of the new the new amendments to the Act. So the sooner the better, they, as far as they're concerned, but it would require convening a meeting during a constituency period, probably around the 10th or the 11th of December. Otherwise, the alternative is to have the first meeting at the in January, or call an emergency meeting in January. The actual period of Parliament starts on the 25th, and the first meetings are only going to be after the State of the Nation address. So it's possible to meet in the week of the 25th of January onwards. But the more likelihood it will only be that week or the first week of February that it can be discussed, so that at the first meeting of the House, the bill can be passed and the item can proceed. So basically the question before the committee is, does the committee meet on the 11th, in the week of the 11th of February, or 11th of December, or do we meet at the end of January or beginning of February? That's the question to the committee.
Thank you, President. I'm simply clarity here. The bill is Section 75 here, meaning we don't have to go for public hearing in provinces.
No.
But I hear the contest advisor say that they still have to be public hearing, which one does it?
Or just public participation. So they have to make adverts and social media and call for comments, but they don't have to physically come in here. They can just write.
Oh.
They can just write.
During the national session, will not go to provinces. All members, the advice that I'm seeking is either we meet during the week of the 11th December, or we go to the week of the 27th January. But also, if possible, we can as well suggest whether we meet in Cape Town or we meet somewhere in Joburg, where members can come, meet, and go back to their provinces. We finish it in one day. When you don't have come to the paper. That's the advice I would want to request. Rosa?
I would propose the 11th of December.
You want to be waiting for everything.
I propose end of January. Yes. Seeing that people have already committed to their constituents and thinking that we will not pass an issue.
For the chairman, first of all, look at who is supporting
the 11th, then get another proposal.
No, I'm coming in there. Now I've got two proposals. I don't want to
finish up the chairman. Seeing that we have not known about this beforehand, we had already committed to the date of the 11th, with our first. So we want to be part of this 75 to the Honorable Swan and Honorable Sami. Can it be in the kingdom?
Can't get out of use, but bearing in mind that if it were according to the IEC, they had thought that it was finalized yesterday. Their training program starts now in December. If we don't finish it now, it means that it will be delayed until January. There are two proposals. I don't want to vote on the members. We never did that, just to pursue each other. As she is leading.
Yeah, no, thank you, Honorable Chair. No, I think it will be the first time that I'm not going to vote, but I think it will be for the first time that I'm going to agree. Because you know what is the problem, some of us, to be honest, like for an example myself, I've been to my constituency but very little to my constituency. Because in my province, it was a problem of distance. And where I stay and where I'm actually deployed for my constituency, I travel 330 kilometers one way. So it's very difficult for me to go, like on a Monday, come back. So I normally utilize weekends to go to my constituency. So I set aside these 2 weeks, at least to go to my constituency. So it's a serious challenge I've discussed with the chief whip in the parliament, so that they can check my, it's not only myself, it's other members as well, my non-polis also employed there because of the distances. So I've set aside these 2 weeks, Honorable Chair, at least to be in my constituency. because otherwise it's also working against my prophet.
Mm.
It's also working against my prophet.
Mm.
It was going to be towards the end of the term when we are going to be assessed. It will be that I've never had any problem in my constituency.
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying I'm supporting the view of January, so that some of us have never been ready to our constitutions, so that we can have our problems in our constitutions. Other than that, I didn't have any other issue, but I was going to say on December, because so that we finish it off. Yeah, so that's my only problem.
In terms of process, once the committee has met, we are going to celebrate over the bill and agree as a issues committee. But there still has to be a sitting of the SLP when the bill is passed.
Mm-hmm.
And my thinking is that I don't anticipate that we are going to be sitting any time soon after recess. I mean after the constituency period. We may see this on the 11th if we decide to meet on the 11th. But if we have to wait until the first meeting of the SLP for it to get passed, which says to me we may as well then meet in January, when the NSOP is about to pass, because it's not going to be long until the House has passed it.
When
is the
State of the Nation address, which is the first, and I think that's on the 10th. That's on the
1st. When is the State of the Nation?
State of the Nation address is?
No, there are some years before this.
The federal nation is on the 11th, yeah, 11th of February. So you could even meet it a week before.
That's too far.
It
can really affect the elections because they can't do anything without this. Something that we have to engage the chatters in, because they are now ahead in the news, shows we're listening to the news, that there's a possibility that we may come either the next week or the other week because of the disruption. Because of the disruption. I don't know.
It was the nation state 11th February.
That's too far.
No, it's fine. Che. My suggestion is maybe consult with the office members of the National Council of Provinces, because our sitting as a committee should precede the sitting of the SOP, so that we discuss it as ACP, then it goes to the House of Passes, then IEC can be able to use it.
So you're saying the public consultation might be finalized by which Friday?
By the 11th, it could be done by the 11th of December.
Okay, honourable members, can I say that now I will engage with the office bearers because they're important, they can't wait for them. I will just plead with you that it will not even take 30 minutes. If we then we meet, we'll try to get a venue around South and where people will just come and go to the offices and finalize it. If they agree that they will call a special sitting. If they call a special sitting, we may as well come back to Kenya.
Yes, and have a meeting today or 2 days before, and then before for the sitting.
Okay, are we members with about what has been the outcomes of the meeting with the officers? Because it is agent. But the problem is that MA sits with this thing and bring them to us in the last minute. For us to run around, I don't think that is acceptable.
Mm. It should have happened earlier.
We
know
about this being long. Quite a big issue for me. It should have been finalized quite a while, and also the NCOP on time so that we are able to go through this. I'm just reading the numbers that when we invite you, please, just one day of your own day. Okay, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Let's make sure that we finalize the public participation. We don't want stories.
Then we're going to get the
Okay. Can I request the members of the
AAU? Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Is everybody signed? The second meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two minutes.
I'm inviting you to lunch.
Okay, I'm not aware.
No, I see you.
I knew that it would be organized, but I don't know to what extent.
So I can invite you.
If you so wish.
Yes, and checking the
discussion.
It's a sense.